the frame underneath. You can see where the line of green is going across underneath there. That'll be OD green, and then the frame is going to be black.
Dale Cordell served in the Army in Vietnam between 1970 and 1971. Cordell is among a group from Chapter 1087 of the Vietnam Veterans of America, working on a 1968 Kaiser military truck.
But all the main body parts were going to do OD green. It ain't exactly 100% military, but you know, in the military they just kind of stood back and threw the paint on it and covered everything as green as they possibly could. So that's kind of what we're doing, is just we want to make it look as close to the trucks that we drove and rode in over there.
They're working in front of the Summers home of chapter president John Burgess.
And it was in military use up until about 85, and hence the brown that's on there right now. That's a radar reflected paint, which is just like iron to try to sand.
Dark greens are slowly overtaking the brown beige the truck has been painted, with black covering the front grille of the tall truck.
If we get time, we plan on putting POW MIA on the doors, and then on the front where this gentleman with the red bandana, Dennis Gomez there, he's going to, on the front of that bumper, POW MIA, never forget. And then on the back bumper on that, Jane Fonda is still an American traitor.
Burgess sides with other Jane Fonda critics who are angry about Fonda's actions when she traveled to Vietnam during the war. He says they plan to drive the truck in Kalispell's Independence Day parade with 17 people riding along.
And we'll all have, we're having shirts made up that says welcome home. And that's another personal statement to Vietnam veterans. We didn't get the welcome home that a lot of them, a lot of other branches of the service in different wars received.
They're also going to use it as a sort of billboard by parking it in specific locations and having it out during different events to get the word out about this chapter, which formed last September. Burgess served in the Navy from 1972 to 1976. He says they want to reach out to other Vietnam veterans, as well as others returning from military service.
If you'll read my card on there, it says, "Never again will one generation of veterans abandon another." And we don't want to see what happened to us happen to these veterans, and that because they stepped up and said, up to and including my life is what I signed my contract for.
Burgess says this means public support for changes to the Veterans Administration and personal support for those having a hard time dealing with the VA. Cordell says he got involved with the VVA when he was approached by Burgess, who saw Cordell's truck with Vietnam veteran stickers on it.
I'm in agreement that it's time that people started holding their heads up instead of turning away and not talking about Vietnam.
Cordell says it helps to meet with others who have been in combat, even all these years later.
I remember one day I went, ran over right after a rocket attack, and a 122 rocket had come in and hit right above the door on a dispensary. And there must have been about 20 guys at the dispensary standing in line, and every one of them was killed. I ran over there to see if I could help anybody, and I ended up just in the middle of a mess of dead bodies. And the looks on their faces, and body parts here and there, I just went into shock, and there's nothing I can do here. That's forever up here. It'll never go.
Cordell was among the men who took part in the 10-day Run to the Wall from Los Angeles, California, to Washington, D.C. in May. He says the whole trip to the wall was healing.
Now people have had a chance to look at things and evaluate us and realize that we're not all the bad people that we were made out to be back during the war and afterwards. And there's a lot of people who still hide out in the woods. And you mention Vietnam and they'll just turn and walk away from you. I don't even want to talk about it. Well, it's time that people talked about it.
Steve Haig grew up with Burgess and Summers and served in the Navy from 1969 to 1973.
I grew up the youngest of nine brothers, and I was the fifth of my brothers to join the Navy. So it was just kind of a traditional thing for me to do out of high school. But it just happened to be that in 69, that's when I graduated, and that's when I went into the Navy, see, and my first tour of duty was in country Vietnam.
Haig's second tour was aboard a ship in San Diego, and then he went on a guided missile frigate in Pearl Harbor and took two more trips to Vietnam on that ship. He also participated in the Run for the Wall this past May.
They told us, well, this will be the parade you didn't get when you came home. And for 10 consecutive days, they just made me feel like a hero.
Burgess says they didn't have to pay for gas or food for the entire journey, stopping to talk at schools and veterans' hospitals along the way. Steve Buck served in the Navy from 1965 to 1968 on an aircraft carrier in Asia. He says he got involved with the VVA because he was tired of the stigma attached to being a Vietnam veteran.
I was real tired of Vietnam veterans being painted as a bunch of psychopathic drug addicts.
Buck says in his travels, he spent his time in the woods.
And I knew a lot of other guys that did as well. And I finally came to the conclusion it was time to come out of the woods. And hopefully some of the other veterans will as well.
Burgess says that's part of the goal of the VVA, helping veterans come out of the woods and continuing that support once they do. Katrin Fry reporting from the Flathead.